Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey, it's Garbled Twistery, and the 1796 election has passed. Do you know what that means? I know what that means. It's time to start taking a look at some events that happened in between elections. Every week is a different year, and this week is 1797. A time of full metal panic. Everybody hide your money under your mattress because people are out here scamming you. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? You haven't heard the news? Well, let me clue you in, buster. Okay, so as you may or may not know, Americans are terrible with money. And they have always been terrible with money since probably even before the states were united. I mean, look at all the freaking debt the revolution put us in because we were borrowing from France. On top of that, literally making money that, like, works is a difficult process, okay? Like, there was inflation going on to the point where it literally became a national inside joke. Quote, "Wow, James, your input isn't even worth a continental," unquote. That's how people were talking. No joke. So finally, Alexander Hammy Tammy pulls some strings to get some much-needed financial order around here. Making bank. Literally. But because the inflation was so freaking crazy, the bank started writing out banknotes to people, which is kinda shady. Enter Continental Congressman William Duer. The guy shows up and starts taking everybody's money and investing it all in the bank. Quote, "It's a bank. What's the worst that could happen?" Unquote. I don't know. Perhaps no return on investment being made from the rickety old bank, causing our boy Willie to not pay anybody back and destroying the life savings of the middle class, causing the people to take to the freaking streets and set trash cans on fire? But our boy William had the perfect solution. Land speculation. What is that? Making high-risk investments on undeveloped land and hoping the price will go up before you sell it. Yeah. Great idea, William. Let's see how that turns out. So then, William and the other rich doofuses that wasted all that money go meet up with these land speculators who are all like, quote, "This Washington, D.C. land needs some investors, and we're gonna pay you some cold, hard cash-a-roonies, too. We got mad money, yo. Dutch money," unquote. And that was true. Fancy merchants like James Pokemon Leaf Green did have the Dutch money to pay back their desperate investors. However.
Oh no, what's he gonna say?
However, they forgot one small thing. France was losing its mind, y'all. France straight up invaded the Netherlands and that Dutch money was gone. This screwed up the speculators so bad that they had to band together to make a company to consolidate all their land together, like a spirit bomb, and then sell stock to investors. I mean, because that worked so well the first time, right? Just selling it? Yeah, that worked so well the first time. SMH. And they tried to be all sneaky and to sell to the European investors this time, but the investors weren't even biting because they were being good with their money, unlike the Americans. So then they started writing a bunch of IOUs because they had a reputation that could get away with writing IOUs, and even that was called into question. All this war was causing all these problems in Europe, and this house of cards just freaking fell apart when 1797 came around, dude. Yeah, England straight up ruined these merchants' lives when they saw what was going on and passed the Stop Handing Out This Fake Money Nonsense Act of 1797. All this war stopped the tea sippers from accessing their gold and silver, which literally ruined everything. Anybody and everybody in the US who did business overseas was like instantly bankrupt. It was freaking crazy, man. I mean, the port cities? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
All the rich people got thrown in prison for their freaking lies or spent their lives running from the IRS. But what can I say? I mean, Jorge warned us about this on his way out. If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, The Walking Tekken, you can find Garble Twistry on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistry.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistry.net. Next time, we're talking about the first American book ever. Well, probably not ever, but the first one that would have made the New York Times bestseller list. It's time for Book Club. Bring your reading goggles.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Set trash cans on fire!